here Wednesday night as we were tired because we had traveled about 17 hours, I don't remember, from one day to the next all night long. And we were so excited, but when we got out of the airport with our 10 suitcases, we found out only about 7 would fit in the vehicle. So what do you do? Well, we managed to stack them up on top, and eventually we got here. And we're glad to be here. Your evangelist quarters is nice and comfortable. And we got there. There was a big bag of goodies there, a basket. So we appreciate all of that. And we appreciate you taking such good care of our son, Philip. This is his home while we're gone. You're his family while we're gone. And we appreciate your kindness to him. I know he causes a lot of problems. I know he's always causing trouble. And he'll talk your ear off if you let him. But you put up with him, and we appreciate that. But I'd like for him to go ahead and start our presentation right now. Come with us this evening to Salamanca, Spain, a beautiful place. There's a lot of need in the country of Spain. Great things in the country of Spain. We started out in Mexico. We were there for 11 years. We got a church going in the city of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And they're still going strong today. We're going to show you a few clips of them. Every service, they worship the Lord with all of their heart. Since that time, they've started different preaching points. There were several young men that came to the church, drug addicts, alcoholics, but the Lord set them free with the power of the Holy Ghost. They were baptized in Jesus' name, and today they're preaching the gospel. Jesus Christ is wonderful. He can do great things if you will let him. He can change your life. He can touch you. Every service, they worship the Lord with all of their hearts. And they love that name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. It sets us free. Amen. And a few years ago, we went to the country of Spain. Spain is a very, very beautiful country. Many things to see, many things to do there. Country rich in history. You can go back even in the city of Salamanca. There was a Roman bridge that dated from 89 A.D., back from almost the time of Christ. You can still walk across it. It was only 40 years ago that they quit having vehicle traffic over the Roman bridge. Roman ruins, many castles, palaces, many beautiful monuments built by great and famous kings of Spain. But you know, the greatest thing of all is Spain is beginning to know the greatest king of all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. City of Salamanca, Spain. There was no United Pentecostal Church there. 2.5 years, it wasn't very easy, but a couple of weeks ago, we left behind a group of about 24 people. Now they have a pastor. They installed a new pastor tonight. So the Lord helped us to reach. We had different groups of people. We had home services. We had park services. Anything we could do to try to find somebody to let them know that there is a God in heaven who can save and reach down and save and heal. Spaniards are religious, but even though they're religious, most of them will tell you that in their hearts they're atheists. They don't believe there is a God. But Spain needs to know about Jesus Christ. There's still so much to do in the country of Spain. still many cities that are very large that don't have a United Pentecost Church. But with the help of the Lord, there will be new pastors going out to new cities, starting new churches. Found a group of people meeting in a home with no pastor. At that time, we baptized a couple of them in Jesus' name. Part of our job description was visiting churches in our region. Our region was one of the largest in the country of Spain. We had 11 churches. One church was 5 hours to the west of us. Another church was 5 hours to the east of us. There were a couple of churches 2.5 hours south of us. Another church was 3 or 4 hours north of us. So we had a large area, a large territory to go. And we tried to be there for the pastors. We called them. We tried to encourage them. We visited the churches. A lot of time on the road, 32,000 miles driven just visiting our churches. Pastors, $5.60 a gallon for fuel. That's a lot of money, plus toll roads. But we did it because these people need that encouragement. They need somebody to go. Picture of Salamanca, Spain. Some of the people there at the very beginning when we were meeting in a house, the church in Salamanca. We had a big swimming pool where we could baptize people in the name of Jesus. And we'd go down to the river in July. The water was still freezing cold, but we went. We'd have church wherever we could, sometimes in a bar room. There was a place that was closed on Sundays, so they let us have church there. That's all right. The devil's had it long enough. These are just pictures from different churches that we visited in our region. Sunday school kids. Josue, when we went to Salamanca, he walked up to me, looked at me and said, "You're weird." Caused Sister Gidry so much frustration in Sunday school. But when it was all over, you never know what lives you'll touch. When it was all over, there he was holding his little folder. And he had saved every Bible school lesson that Sister Gidry had taught in that 2.5 years. You just never know. Sister Gidry got invited to several ladies' meetings in different places. Here she is in Madrid, Portugal. She got to teach in Holland, different places. Visiting different churches, teaching seminars, leadership, marriage training. Teaching in the Bible school in Madrid. Sister Gidry doing Sunday school seminars. That's her. Ladies from Salamanca receiving the Holy Ghost. Filipino church going down to the river again to baptize in Jesus' name. Baptizing in churches and swimming pools. There's power in the name of Jesus. Señor de tu amor. National Conference in Madrid, about 2,000 to 2,500 people there. Last year, I believe 126 received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Gloria a Dios, and we can say praise the Lord. Amen. The end slides are about children, our children's crusade. Before we left, we talked to Brother Soans, and he has kind of nominated me as a children's evangelist. And I told him, I have never done that before. And he said, there's a first time for everything. Amen. And he invited me to his church. They have a good sized church in Madrid to do a children's service. And I was like, oh my God, I wasn't too sure about that. I can be silly, as you guys know, many of you know me. I have no problem doing that. But in Spanish, it's a little different, and for a children's service. So I was like, Lord, you've got to help me, because I haven't ever done this before. And I recruited a young lady that's working there with us, a missionary kid, Amy Landau. She's been such a blessing. I said, can you help me do a skit? Can you help me do this service? And she was ready to help me. And I said, we need to pray, because we only had like a half. Nothing like short notice, right? And so we began to pray, and the Lord gave me this skit where my hair's all crazy. Señora Tripita Deliciosa, I was a cook. She was my helper. We talked about time. There's time for everything, and did a lot of silliness. We didn't have time to do the right recipe and ingredients, and it was a lot of fun, but a lot of mess. But afterwards, we talked about how today is a day of salvation at the end, and God began to move. It wasn't us, because I wasn't really ready to do it, but I was like, God, you do the work. And I began to talk at the end about it. Today is the day of salvation, time for you to receive the Holy Ghost. There was probably 200 people there, kids included. There was probably about 60 kids. And the altar began to fill, and there were 9 children that received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 9 children. See what God can do. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. About a week ago, we were in Madrid before we came here, or just a few days ago. I can't remember because I'm still tired. But I was in the office, and the secretary, the main secretary, was there, and she's also the assistant pastor's wife. She came to me to tell me goodbye, and she said, I want to thank you for that service. She said, our little girl was down in the altar there. She's 6 years old, and she received the Holy Ghost. And I got so excited, because the little girl came up before service, and she said, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. That is my goal, is I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. And she was stayed there, I don't know how long, a good 30 minutes, and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And what I'm trying to say is, you do what your part and for God, and He will help the rest. I thought of the scripture, whatever you find to do, your hand findeth to do. Do with all your might. You know, I cannot sing or play like Sister Amanda here. I can't sing like these girls here. But I can do other things for God. Maybe you cannot do what they can do, but you can testify. You can go out there and witness. You can pray for people. The lady this morning that was baptized was because of an elderly lady here. God will help us. He will equip us. We're all missionaries. We all have a job to do. The people in Athens need to hear about God. It's so good to be here. We thank you for your kindness to us, your prayers for us. We love y'all, and God bless you. Thank you for taking care of our son. We're so excited to be with him. Amen. We're so happy to be here where there's good food. Thank the Lord. Not too long ago, we ate in an Italian restaurant in Spain, and I ate worms, sea worms, in my salad. That was not good. My husband was so happy to tell me what I had eaten. So just pray for us, and I'm still, I don't know. Y'all just pray for me. But God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Just for a moment tonight, I'd like to share a thought with you. Psalm 104, verse 26. Just a few words from this verse. There go the ships. There go the ships. I'd like to ask Brother Grissom to bless this thought with his prayers.
Jesus Christ, we're glad for your word tonight. It speaks to us, instructs us, encourages and directs us. We pray your anointing upon the messenger that prepares your word. Open our hearts, give us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church tonight. And give courage to that. Pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, you can be seated. When I think of this verse, in my mind, I picture those beautiful sailing ships from days gone by. When they're sailing upon the waters, you see them in the old paintings. Their sails are filled with the wind. It's beautiful, the waves. Everything is so beautiful and so wonderful. But when you think about it, our lives, in so many ways, are just like those old sailing ships from days gone by, with their sails so full of the wind, so beautiful. Our lives are the same in a lot of ways, because those ships would go through storms, and we go through storms. Those ships would have sunny days. Those ships, sometimes they'd have smooth sailing. Well, sometimes we've got good times, and sometimes we've got smooth sailing. But sometimes those ships would go among the waves of the sea. But the thing is they would keep sailing forward until they reached that port, until they finally got home. It didn't matter how long it took, they would keep going forward. Because when you're in the middle of the ocean, there's no place to stop. There's no way you can go back. And just like us in our lives, there are times that we're going to go through the storms of life. There's times that we're going to suffer. There's times that things are going to go wrong. Things aren't going to go our way. There's days there are going to be the storm clouds on the horizon. But we've got to stop and keep on sailing forward. We can't stop where we are. We can't go back. We've got a port, a safe haven that's waiting for us. And we've got to be there because Jesus is waiting for us. He's prepared the way for us. He said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. But he's going to be with us till the end. Those ships go throughout the world with their cargo. They go about their master's business. Just like we have a special cargo to offer this world, we've got something to give people. We've got something in our hearts to share to give with them. We've got the joy of the Lord to give for them. We've got salvation. We've got the fruit of the Spirit. We've got the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the faith. We've got something that we've got to give to people as we journey through this life. We can touch lives. We can touch hearts. We can see people changed. The power of the Holy Ghost. Some of those old ships, they can't travel very fast because when they stay in the water a long time, their hulls get full of barnacles. Those plants, those crustaceans, the shellfish that begin to grow on the outside of the ship, you rub your hand against it, they're painful because they'll cut your skin to shreds. The Bible says, wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We can't travel if we're covered with barnacles, the things that come against us, the things in the world that try to attach themselves to us. Have you ever had those moments when you've had anger in your heart? Have you ever had those moments when you've had bitterness in your heart? Have you ever had those moments when you've had grudges and attitudes in your heart? those things from the world, they start to attach themselves to us. They're painful. They hurt us. They cause damage to us. We can't sail as fast as we should. There's some things that we've got to let go. Those ships, when they began to be covered with barnacles, they would take them out into the dry dock, take them out of the water, they would scrape all of that off. But you see, tonight, if you've got anger in your heart, if you've got a grudge, if you've got bitterness, if you've got things that have attached themselves to you, the Lord can clean us off tonight. The presence of the Lord that was here so sweetly tonight and still here, it can touch our hearts. He can begin to take all of that out of our lives and set us free and make us to sail again, make us to be filled with His presence. You look at those pictures, some of those ships are sailing so high and proud above the waves. Well, the reason so high is because inside they're empty. God help us that we're never empty. But God help us that we're filled with that love, that joy, that peace, that good works, the things that are important. There are other ships that you see those old pictures, and they're very, very low in the waters. But sometimes those ships were low because they filled the hull with ballast, just worthless rocks and things that have no balance, no value. We can get filled with the things of the world. We can get filled with things that have no value, that just make us ride low in the water, make us look like we're full, but we're not full of things that are valuable. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And then there are the barges and the tugboats. Barges and tugboats, those are the most interesting ones. The barges just sit there, dead weight in the water. They don't go anywhere. They've got to have a tugboat to come and give them a little push. Have you ever seen these tugboats? They go out and you need to come to church. They find a barge, you need to come to church. You need to get on course. You need to live for the Lord. I'm praying for you. I'm there for you. You call me when you need me. Tugboats and barges. May the Lord help us that all of us can be a tugboat of love, to reach out and to gently give people a little nudge and say, come and live for Jesus. Come and serve the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There's a God in heaven who can forgive. There's a God in heaven who can love you just as you are. There's a God in heaven who can reach down and He can heal all of the wounds of this world. He can heal all of the heartaches. He can forgive all of your sins. He can take you and He can pick you up and He can wipe you off and He can give you a big hug when you need a hug. He can let you feel His love. He can let you feel His presence. There's a lot of danger out on the seas. There's the danger of pirates. Satan wants to come and rob us and take away all the blessings of the Lord. There are the rocks. They had to have the lighthouse on the shore so that the ship could know when it was getting too close to these large rocks, because the ship could hit one of these rocks and break the hull in half. But it's not just the big rocks. Sometimes it's a little grain of sand. What's a grain of sand? It's nothing. It's small. It's something insignificant. But you get enough little tiny grains of sand, and they can cause a ship to get on that sandbar, and it can't move anymore. Sometimes we think a little thing is okay. Lot turned around. Sodom and Gomorrah was burning. Can I go to this city? It's just a little city. Sometimes we think the little things are okay. The Bible says the little foxes spoil the vine. The big fox, he can just reach up and grab the clump of grapes with his mouth. But the little tiny ones, they can't reach. So they've got to begin to claw and shred and destroy and tear up everything. Sometimes people think the little things are okay. A little white lie. A little bit of this. A little that. But you get enough little tiny things, and you can get stuck in the sandbar and not be able to move forward. But the main thing, those old ships, we're guided by the stars, the sun, the moon. But today, we can be guided by that bright and morning star, Jesus Christ. We need to keep our eyes on Him. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And those old sailing ships, they can't go anywhere without the wind. Otherwise, they're adrift in the current. Imagine the scene. You're standing on the shore, watching a group of ships in the distance. They're waiting for the wind. All of a sudden, the wind begins to blow. Their sails begin to fill. And the ships, one by one, begin to sail off into the distance. But the ships can't go anywhere without the wind. They say that hundreds of years ago, the ships sailing across the Atlantic, sometimes they'd get caught in a certain section of the Atlantic where there was no breeze for days, maybe weeks at a time, and they would be there completely stranded. You can't go anywhere without the wind in your sail. As Christians, we can't go anywhere without the wind in our sails. What kind of wind do we need? You need to be filled with that same wind that blew on the day of Pentecost. And the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. I want to have my sails filled with that wind of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way we can make it in this life. That's the only way we can go forward in this world. That's the only way that we can keep on sailing until we reach that safe port of home in the Garden of Eden. Man was just a worthless lump of clay. But when the Lord got down on his knees, the Lord reached down and breathed into him that breath of life. That breath of life. That breath. But there was that day that Jesus breathed on his disciples. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's the wind of God that we have. It's the breath of God that's in our sails. It gives us life. It gives us life from sin. It gives us that spiritual life. We've got to have the wind in our sails. The Lord breathed on them. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And there's going to come a day when the Lord's going to inhale. And everything that's filled with His presence is going to be brought back up to Him. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost waiting for the coming of the Lord. Those ships in the old days, they had that flag that signified their owner. Just like us, we have that flag in whom you also have trusted, and that you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got that name of Jesus over your soul. Jesus said, I will bring, or Isaiah said, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone that is called by my name. You've got to have that name of Jesus. How do you get the name of Jesus? You get baptized in His name. You get that seal of the Spirit on your life, and everybody knows that you belong to Him. I know I've told that story before about the missionary in Africa. It was probably 40, 50 years ago. Went down to the water with two or three people in the river to baptize in Jesus' name. When they got there, the pastor entered into the river. The two or three people who were with him, they followed him into the water. And just off a little ways, there was a boatload of men. They were having a party. They were drinking. They were laughing, having a good time. And when that boatload of men saw the pastor and the people from the church going down into the river, they began to laugh, they began to mock, they began to scream, they began to curse, they began to use awful words on those people. But the pastor said, we're going to baptize in Jesus' name anyway. We're not going to let them hinder us. We're not going to let them intimidate us. We've come and we're going to baptize. And the men in the boat were screaming, laughing, mocking, cursing. But then the pastor said that name of Jesus and baptized that first person in the water in Jesus' name. And when the pastor mentioned that name of Jesus, instantly the men in the boat began quiet. Not a word, not a sound. The next person baptized in Jesus' name, silence. Last one baptized in Jesus' name. The men in the boat, silent. They began to leave the river. The pastor was going up the side of the bank. The boatload of men came close. Said, "Pastor, we want to be baptized." The pastor said, "Why? Just a few minutes ago you were laughing, you were screaming, you were mocking." The men in the boat said, "Pastor, we've seen so many churches come here and baptize. We scream, we mock, we curse, we run them off. But we saw something different today that we've never seen before." They said, "Pastor, when you mentioned that name of Jesus, we looked and we saw that the water all around you turned red like blood. And when that person came up out of the water, they were covered in red. There was something different here today when you mentioned that name of Jesus." Do you have the name of Jesus in your life? Do you have the name of Jesus in your life? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you have that wind in your sails? There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something that happens in the waters of baptism. Genesis 1 and 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Everything was empty. But there was just something that began to happen when the Spirit of God began to move over the water. There's just something about the name of Jesus in the waters of baptism. The Spirit of God is there. Get the name of Jesus in your life. Get the wind in your sail. Your life might be void and without form and empty, but when the Spirit of God begins to move over the waters of baptism, that's when the creation begins. That's when everything becomes new. That's when everything becomes full of life. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open. He saw the Spirit of God coming down. And that's when the voice said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." When you're baptized in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost is there. That's the best time to receive the Holy Ghost. That's the time when you become the Son of God. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. In that moment of baptism, in that name of Jesus. And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The water, we're ships. Don't be a sunken ship. How many times have we known people here in this church? Seemed like they were doing good. Seems like they were sailing good. But all of a sudden they foundered on the sea of life. And we never saw them again. Keep on sailing. Keep on sailing. Keep on sailing in the storms of life. Keep on going forward. Don't be left behind in the coming of the Lord. There go the ships. To me, those words are sad and haunting. Because to me, when you say, "There go the ships," that means the one who wrote those words was standing on the shore, watching as all of the ships left, and he was left behind. There go the ships. People laugh at us, they mock, but there's going to come a day when that trumpet's going to sound. I don't want to be one of those left behind saying, "There goes the church." I want to be ready for his coming. I want to be ready for his coming. I want to be ready. Let's just stand together, close your eyes for a moment. Are you filled with ballast today? Worthless, worldly things that have no value. Are you covered with barnacles, the things of the world that cause so much hurt, so much pain? You're up against the side of a ship that has barnacles. You get cut up. Your skin gets shredded. The salt water enters in. It's so painful, so terrible. Anger, bitterness, jealousy, rebelliousness, things that attach themselves to us from the world. They can cause us so much heartache. They can cause us so much pain. Are you a barge today, floating aimlessly on the sea of life, without direction, without any goal in life, just floating day to day, living the routine, hoping for something, looking for something so empty? Jesus is here tonight. A little tugboat of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, a tugboat tonight, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. When you're tired and weary and overwhelmed from the storms of life and the things of world, there's a safe port, there's a safe haven that can give your soul rest. Do you have the name of Jesus in your life today? Do you have the Holy Ghost blowing in your life tonight? Do you have the wind of the Holy Ghost? Do you have your eyes set on that bright and morning star, Jesus Christ, to direct your path, to direct your sail? His arms are open wide. He awaits us on the other side. Jesus sent his disciples in that boat across the Sea of Galilee. He said, I'll meet you on the other side. The storm came. Their ship was tossed. They were fearful, terrified. But all of a sudden, in the midst of that storm, Jesus comes walking on the water. It is me. Be not afraid. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Let's just lift our hands and worship Him.